The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com. We are also brought to you by the PM app. The PM app is the latest social media hype. This app is amazing. It's like all the other apps rolled into one to make a giant mega app. This app has it all. You have to go check it out. Download it now. It's available for Android and Apple. The PM app is where we're at, is where we're going to be, and is where the future is going to be. PM app. Go download it now.
Yo, 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 what's happening, everybody? Welcome to another fabulous edition of the Spanish Fly Experience, happening right here in the city of Fresno. Oh, yeah. And what better way than to kick off our season finale right here in the house of my producer, Mr. Rudy Herrera.
Hey, what's up, what's up?
Yeah, man, this is the motherfucker right here that puts together the pieces, man. He's the one that... Like, you know, that big-ass puzzle that we throw out in front of him. He's the one that puts it all together and puts it out there for you guys to listen to every single week. And, yeah, it's a lot of hard fucking work.
Hell yeah.
Very, very diligent, man. This motherfucker right here gets down. I would vouch for this one to do anybody else's podcast. But you know what? I'm the only one that's got him. So if you guys want him, better come up with some cash. All right, all right. Yeah, and that was a good intro right there by Cisco at the beginning of podcast. Way to kick it off right here for the year 1999, spotlighting that year this week for our season finale. And like I said, you know, I thought that it was, you know, it was fitting to have the season finale done right here in the house of my producer, because, you know, the way it's done before is I'm in Sacramento, I voice it, I send him the file, he goes and puts it all together here in Fresno, and we put it out there for everyone to listen to. So there's like hardly any interaction between him and I, you know, it's by, you know, messages. That's it. But in this case, we say, you know what, fuck it. This is the last one for the season. I'm going to run on down to Fresno, and we're going to take care of it, man. We're going to do it. And here we are doing this, you know, having, you know, I wish I could have a few beers right now. But
I'm sure you can have just one.
I may just have one, man. Shit, you never know.
Yeah.
But I had a lot of them last night, I'll tell you that much. It was a fucking great night. Anyway, 1999 was a great fucking year for myself. Of course, I became a dad that year. Uh-huh. My, you know, wife that I, you know, the girl that I had met in 1998, we became parents in 1999. And, yeah, this boy now is, what? 20 years old? He'll be 20 years old?
Damn.
That Fulio, you know?
Yeah.
We watch this kid grow up, man. This motherfucker right here, he's a smart kid, man. I love him. Isaiah Rodriguez, he's out there listening, my boy. You know? And, you know, I think, no, I didn't get married until 2001, but, yeah. A lot of R&B cuts were out around that time too, 1999, man. Some fantastic fucking songs that were, you know, a part of, you know, my life that I'm pretty sure that, you know, songs of 98 helped contribute to make me be a dad in 1999. You know, a lot of those slow cuts, man, were a part of my life back then, man. And, you know, that's why we're doing it right now and having to be a part of your guys' lives, you know, part of our experiences, especially mine. I don't know. What about you, Rudy? What do you remember 1999?
Oh, man, I remember listening to all these dope-ass jams on the school bus and just...
Yeah, this one says school bus.
Yeah, like, everybody kicked in the back of the bus, all the cool kids, and these old jams that used to come on, man, they're dope, man.
So you at least had a ride the school bus, motherfucker. I was walking.
Oh, shit.
I was walking everywhere, man. You know, fortunately for me, you know, my ass getting, if you so speak, you know, if you will, was within walking distance. I didn't have to go very far to go get it. You know, so I had a lot of things that were, you know, easily, you know, accessible for me back then, man. But I wish I could have had a car back in 1999, man. You know, who knows what would have happened. But anyhow, enough of this bullshit, man. Let's see
you know what I remember from 99 is right here, Cisco Thong Song.
Oh, no shit.
That was a 99 song.
All fucking day long, 99 song right there, man. That's right. Cisco the Dragon, you know, he went solo when left Drew Hill for a little while and became a little solo artist. Didn't last very long. I don't think he lasted very long by himself. But he did pretty good. I mean, that song right there, that thong song, man, that shit was bumping on every fucking corner back then.
Yeah.
You know.
I had the CD. I bought the CD.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That was a fucking... I don't know, man. I liked the album. I thought it was pretty cool. And I don't know what happened to Cisco after. He just dropped off like crazy, dude.
Well, it's just like a lot of people, you know, they drop off like flies, man. You know, sometimes their careers go further than others, and sometimes they just, like, disappear, like, off the face of the earth. Like, where the fuck? Where'd they go? You know, like, gone. But, you know, I wish that this one would have stuck around a little bit longer. At least got back with Drew Hill.
Yeah.
You know, I think they were supposed to have a reunion.
That would be dope, man. That fucking group was awesome. They're fucking sick.
Of course, you know, all the sick R&B fucking, you know, groups back in the 90s, man. You know, so like Drew Hill, you know. Of course, you had like Boyz II Men and, you know, all your fucking great R&B groups, man, that were back then, you know, sounded good, fly all together, dance moves. They had it down, man. Nowadays, I don't even know what you would even call that kind of music, man.
You want to play this song?
Okay. Yeah, let's kick off the show,
man.
We're
talking about the thong song. Now we're just going to, first song, right out the gates, we're just going to get booties bouncing.
Yes, we are. We're going to start getting these asses going. Come on, girls, put on your thongs or take them off. Do what you guys do best. Let's get rolling with this song right here with Cisco. This is the thong song. You're getting it right here, of course, with the Spanish Fly Experience. Do this.
So scandalous, and you know when I'm can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance all the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an act of dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, all night long. See that thong, baby,
Apple said, done it, done it. I like how he uses that word to describe asses bouncing. Done it, done it, done it. You know, the cheeks, whatever, you know, left to right. Done it, done it. That motherfucker is crazy, man.
Cisco
the dragon right there with the thong song. Doing it 1999 style up in this bitch this week for the season finale. Season 2, taking a break after this one for the Spanish Fly Experience. I'm your host, Spanish Fly. Yes, sir, and we are having a great time. We just barely started the show. Already having a fucking great time, especially because it's being done right here in the city of Fresno alongside my boy, Rudy Herrera. You hear that? Yes!
Beers are popping now.
Beers are fucking popping, and they're going to start flowing. Because why? I don't give a fuck.
You might have to call him to work tomorrow.
Well, I probably am, man. I don't know. I'll just go to work hungover. I mean, shit. All I got to do is count stacks of fucking money all damn day. Yeah. Your mic gave up. There it goes.
Am I there?
Oh, there you go. You're back. He's back. You know, stacks of money that I count every day. But, you know, I'm not going to say what kind of business it's for or anything like that. Nobody needs to know what I do, but that's all I do is count money. But, you know, hey, but it's bills paid. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds so bad.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds like
it's not a drug dealer. It's not. Anyway. All right. Yes, doing it 1999 this week. Of course, we were starting the conversations off in the beginning. And we failed to realize, you know, we failed to bring up the topic of the sponsorship up in here. And, of course, my biggest sponsor around here is Villains and Saints Clothing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And if you hear this fool over here going, yeah, 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 when I say Villains and Saints Clothing, like, Rudy, why are you jumping in the conversation, man? You have nothing to do with that. You're just a producer, no. Yeah. He has a lot to do with Villains and Saints Clothing, all right? This motherfucker is the mastermind behind it. This guy is the designer. This guy is just, you know, the brainchild of this fucking thing, man. And it's taking off, man. It's like a fucking, you know, it hit the ground running pretty much, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, this T-shirts and just whatever they got out there, sweaters, hats. What do you, I mean, you obviously have the catalog in your brain of what are you guys selling, yeah, and shit, right? What do you guys got, man?
We do just streetwear. Like, we do, like, our own designs and all that. Everything's done in-house, but it's streetwear. Like, it's that casual wear that you would wear to a picnic, you know? You try to hit the barbecue, trying to kick it on a Sunday. You could wear it all week long. You could wear it to the club. Our shit's that clean where you could wear it to the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so Our shit's legit as fuck. So instead of me telling you, you need to go see it. It's at villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out. And also, I know I said it a lot throughout my shows, you know, all the prior seasons. I'm sorry, prison shows. Can you talk? The prior shows that we were doing this season. Sorry about that. Isn't there like some type of a way to save money or something like that?
All right, so if you're listening to this podcast, then guess what? You're going to get a discount. So all you got to do and get to the site, villainsandsaintsclothing.com, then you're going to search what you want. And if you see something you like, which I guarantee you will, you're going to check out. You're going to put into the checkout discount box. You're going to put in Spanish Fly, all caps, Spanish Fly.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll save 10% on that whole entire order. So I really suggest that you stack up that order so you can save big on the whole thing.
10% off, people, just like that, saving you some cash and looking fly while you at it, right?
Yes. So yes. We're actually thinking about adding another incentive because we love the supporters of this podcast, and so to hook you guys up more is to come, and it's going to drop next season, so stay on lookout for that. You're going to get your 10% plus something else.
Oh, see, look at that. The benefits of listening to the Spanish Fly Experience, hearing us bullshit and playing the great music, also comes great gifts and savings and looking fly while you're at it. You know, of course, Spanish Fly bringing it to you. Because, see, We want you to look good. We want you to feel good while you're wearing it. This clothing, whatever it is that you buy, and fucking have a little bit of cash in your pocket after that. Go on and buy yourself a few brews while you're at it or something. Buy some tacos. Do something.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. Tacos rock.
Tacos fucking do rock. All right. VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. Make sure you go check that out, all right? All right. On to the next song. So, what you got?
We were talking about that song 808, right?
Black.
That came out in 99 as well.
Yes, it did. Black. And this song right here, unfortunately, this is, you know, very good song, but it just sucks because, you know, to hear it now, you know, it just makes me think about the premature death of Natina Reed. She died, I believe she was like in a car crash or something like that, or she got hit by a car. You know, it's just a sad way to go, man, you know.
No doubt, for real.
But, yeah, I guess she died in Atlanta, Georgia, and just sad, you know, just sad, you know. A red hot accord struck her. They try to revive her, but couldn't do it, man.
Damn, you what know. You doing in the street, girl? Fuck.
Who knows, man? It's just like the other, you know, the H-Town guy, you know, fucking Dino from H-Town. Same way, man. Died in Houston, got hit by a car.
Shit, man.
You know, motherfuckers need to stay out the street.
Yeah, you know, that's a shame.
Shit, get an Uber or something.
Those girls, they were doing pretty big things, man. 808 was a pretty fucking cool song, I yeah. think. And then they also came out in that movie, that cheerleading movie, Bring It On.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, they were getting their acting career going, and then you get hit by a car, and that's it. It's over. You don't hear from the other girls because they're probably traumatized that they lost their friend.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to tour when you're a duo, when you were a trio before. You know, when you're a duo, it's, like, kind of hard to, you know, even find a replacement at that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why, like, TLC is so hard for them to even keep going. You just,
yeah,
you lose that third person, and it's just like the whole group's done.
Yeah, especially because that's how you came out. That's what you were known with, to have those people in your group, and then all of a sudden just, you know, one person is gone and sucks. Never be the same, but all you got is just a legacy and just to remember them. That's it, you know, and keep their music going and keep them going in that direction.
Yeah.
The good memories and great music. Just like this song right here, this is Black 808 right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Hit play on that bitch. Let's do this.
Oh, a little technical difficulties.
Uh-oh. We got it. There we go.
Let her go what they did.
saying boom like an 808. Right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. I am your host, Spanish Fly. Right here for the sad season finale. We're going away for a while, yes. You know, and what better way than to fucking set it off for the last show of the season two. Just like I said, you know, we're talking about it right here in the producer's house right here, Mr. Rudy Herrera.
Yo, 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 yo.
Hell yeah, man. This motherfucker right here is smart. I don't know, man. There's no other way to describe this fool's skills, man. This motherfucker gets down, brings the show to life right here, you know, every single week. Of course, having a few brews on a Sunday afternoon. I mean, it's kind of...
It's perfect, man. The weather's fucking amazing.
I know, man. I'm in a tank top right now. Shit.
Yeah. It's I love it. I mean, this rain, it was good for us, and especially the Central Valley, but, man, I love the fucking sun. I want a barbecue. I want a drink.
I know. That's what I want to do, too, man. Shit, I want to wash my damn car, man. My brand new car I just bought. Yeah, it's fucking dirty as shit out there right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Where'd you pick that one up at?
I picked it up at fucking Paul Blanco in Sacramento.
Paul fucking Blanco, help me out, motherfuckers.
This motherfucker got down and hooked me up, man. This guy, you know, I wrecked my car a couple weeks ago. Unfortunately. Yeah, I had to say goodbye to my Impala, man. I love that damn car, but that car was a piece of shit on the fucking reel, too, at the same time, man. That fucking car was in the shop more times than it seemed like it was out on the street. But, you know, that car just had to go, man. That car had bad juju from the beginning. But it got down, though. I mean, it did the job certain times when it was actually running. It did the fucking job great going through the mountains. I took it to L.A., you know, Sacramento. I'm sorry, San Jose, fucking from Sacramento. Santa Cruz, everywhere, man. Going through mountains, that fucking car handled great. But it just got tired too quick, man. It just kept breaking down the shit. And just said, you know what, fuck this. That's it. I'm done. On to the next owner. On to the next motherfucker, you know.
The next sucker.
The next sucker who's going to ride that motherfucker. They're going to get him. It's going to be like Christine, bro.
Oh, shit. It's going to kill that person to come back to you.
Yeah, that car's going to be a motherfucking wake up. And that motherfucker's going to be sitting right there fucking with his lights flashing at me.
Fuck.
Look what you did, you motherfucker.
The fucking car's like, please, Paul, come sit on my face again.
Take me for a ride again. Ride me like you used to, Paul. Let me ride that.
Hey, speaking of cars, in 99, what car did you own then?
I didn't have a goddamn car.
You didn't have a car?
Hell no.
Fucking Chevrolets?
Chevrolets, bro. The Dos Patas. You know? Actually, I dabbled with a few rides. I remember I tried to roll in a... it was like a fucking Maverick or... No, not a Maverick. Granada. Ford Granada.
Oh, fuck.
That car
the Petromobile?
Man, that motherfucking car was like a boat. Old school boat. 77 Ford fucking Granada, man. That big ass car, man, sucked down fucking gas like a fucking hooker sucking cum, man.
God,
you know what? She was fucking...
Holy crap.
She was a whore. She loved to drink.
You know, man.
That gas, that is. But, yeah.
Yeah, but gas was cheaper back then. How much was gas back then?
Shit, gas back then, I can recall, was probably around about $1.50, because I know back in like 2004, 2003 is when gas finally started going above $2, so it was always at about $1.90 something, and of course below, but I do remember it being at about, maybe about $1.50 around that time.
Yeah.
You know, but then again too, I was rolling around with no L's.
Yeah. You know? That's normal, basic Mexican.
Yeah, that's how we do. It's funny, dude, because I told my son the other day, I go, hey kid, you need to get your L's, man, so you can start driving. He goes, why are you calling me a loser?
God damn it.
He's not up to the slang. This motherfucker thought I was saying L's. As like,
fuck,
I was telling him lies, so this one thought I was calling him a loser.
Fucking Fulio, man.
Fulio, man. That's what happens when you don't get your dick wet, man, you motherfucker.
Oh, that's fucked up. Don't put him on blast.
He doesn't get it wet enough, man. I'm just putting it that way.
Hey, maybe that's what you know, but he's probably out there fucking studying it up somewhere. Like,
hey,
he's probably a big old stud, like, downtown or something.
Never know, man. I mean, but then again, we do live in a city where it is impossible to get dates, because there has been a study that Sacramento is like one of the worst cities to date.
Shit.
And not like to date like this now, like to date 2019, like to actually go out and have a date with someone. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. This is the worst city to have a date. know, a lot of them girls out there be playing tight. Or I think you got to be black to have a chick over there. That's what I hear a lot.
In 99, I was actually living out there in NorCal. I was living in Yuba City.
Oh, shit, Yuba City.
Yeah, we moved back in the same year, but we went out there for a short period of time. It was like 8 months, and then we moved back.
I've been there a few times. Yeah. Over there,
but back then, it was safe as fuck because we could leave our doors unlocked and nobody fucked with us. I left my bike out in the grass and nobody fucked with us. Yeah. You know? Like, nobody fucking stole it or anything. And it was so safe where my parents, like, let me go to school by myself. My school was, like, 5 miles away. So I would go to school by myself and nobody would ever try to fucking do any funny things. Just not try to, like, kidnap or anything.
Yeah.
It was a clean-ass town. It was super fucking dope.
But were there a lot of Hindus back there?
No. I remember a lot of white people.
Yeah, that's probably why.
But they weren't racist or anything. Nobody was fucking crazy. Everybody fucking... It seemed like a really nice town. Like, everybody loved each other. But that's not what it is now. Like, my uncle still lives out there, and he says it's fucking turned into a big-ass shit show now.
Shit, I was thinking about moving to Yuba City, man, because the rent was so high in Sacramento. We were thinking about going down there, but I think we didn't. But then getting to the Hindus, the mayor... there's a Hindu mayor. It's crazy. You know, there's a lot of them over there. So that's probably why the city's going in the direction it is. I'm not saying they're starting any trouble. I mean,
I don't know how bad it is. I just heard it that one time, but I mean,
yeah, I might have been a bad day.
It was super nice back in 99, though.
Shit.
Yeah.
1999, I was living in the city of Clovis, and then I ended up getting an apartment over by Fresno State.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. Fucking my son, after he was born, you know, we had, you know, me and my wife, we moved into some apartment. Oh, my God.
Fucking Sin City?
Nah, actually, we were on the other side on Shaw, on the other side of Shaw by 7-Eleven.
Oh, you okay. Know,
yeah, that yeah. place right there, man, was fucking ghetto. Not as bad as it is now. Good thing I moved out because somebody ended up getting killed in those apartments.
And that one that you were in? Or
no, in the same complex? Apartment complex. And see, there's only one way in and one way out, right?
Yeah.
Well, the way you were trying to drive in and, like, to come out, they were fucking partying right there in, like, one of the turns. The motherfuckers were out there partying one night, and some shit happened. And, you know, dude ended up getting shot and killed, man.
Yeah. But sucks for him. Well, that's another body dead in 99.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, that's how we was, you know, trying to stay away from that shit, just trying to raise a family. And, of course, trying to listen to the great music that was out in 1999. Just like our next song is by this sexy ass Latina. You wouldn't think she's Latina because the blondest she is, but you know, I think she's hot as hell. What do you think, Rudy? I'm pretty sure you feel the same way, right?
No doubt, man. So what we're talking about is Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
She debuted.
See, I remember seeing this song the first time before it even like came out on the radio. Believe it or not, was on an episode of Beverly Hills 90210. That song came out. She performed this song on that show. And the song that I'm talking about is this one right here, Genie in a Bottle, with your girl, Christina Aguilera. Spanish Fly right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Hope you all enjoy the song, yeah.
Oh, just saying no, no.
Oh, man, I wish I could have been that genie she was talking about. Come on now, girl, you need to grant you a wish? Well, what are you going to give me in return, huh? Oh, yeah, Christina Aguilera, a genie in a bottle, right here with the Spanish Fly Experience, your boy Spanish Fly, and La Casa, and all the casas in the world that I chose to do it, in the producer's house himself, Mr. Rudy Herrera. Cracking.
Yo.
Yeah, right now he's masterminding this whole motherfucking thing right now as we speak. And
Everything.
And we're staring at the screen, staring at each other, drinking some brews. And
not staring at each other's eyes, man.
Not like that, alright?
No, not at all.
No, nowhere near that, alright? No, but we were talking about some tacos earlier, though, man. That sounds like a fucking great idea after the show's done, man.
Damn, for real, dude. What? Oh. And then with the beer flowing out too, just enhances that desire for
tacos. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I don't know what it is about beer that makes a motherfucker want to have like 5-10 tacos after.
God damn. God damn.
You know, and of course, Fresno has street vendors, you know, all every corner that sells tacos. And
there's these motherfuckers down the street from here, and I was told by Joe G that they're the best tacos in Fresno. I'm going to have to check them up on that, man, because I seriously doubt that they're the best because I've tried the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Elegante.
Oh, yeah.
They won 5 years in a row at that taco truck throwdown at Grizzly Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, you got that Yarelli's, Taco Yarelli's or something like that. The one that, they're the ones that do that fucking Anaconda burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tried that place?
No, but, okay, so Bijong went over there, right? And he tried it, and he told me it was just aight. So usually when Bijong says something is just aight, it's fucking crap. It's really not good. Yeah.
You trust the Asian guy's opinion on Chinese or Mexican food, right?
Yeah, you got me on that one, man.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy. I don't know, dude. I would check it out for myself, you know?
Yeah. I mean, his highlight was just only fucking Robert Tito's for the longest time. But even then, that's like a commercialized taco spot now.
Yeah, it is, actually, because they're popping up on every street corner as well, you know, building-wise, you know.
They're like fucking McDonald's, dude.
Yeah, exactly. And to be honest with you, bro, their tacos are not the best in the world.
I've never had Robert Tito tacos because I don't try it. Like, it doesn't look really good to me.
Really?
Yeah, I always just get the fries, solid fries.
Well, you know what? You know me, I don't like avocado or guacamole. These motherfuckers snuck some shit in me on one time when I went to right there on Cedar in Dakota. And went and got some tacos, and they put guacamole in that motherfucker. Went back to the motel to go eat my tacos, and I almost threw up while I did.
Why? How come you don't like guacamole? What's wrong with you?
There's a story behind that, as a matter of fact, which is crazy because it did occur in the year 1999, as a matter of fact.
Booyah!
Yes.
99 popped up again.
Yeah, what a fucking thing. What a way to do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to sound kind of weird. I don't know about you because you already have your second child already, but I don't know how it even went for your first child. But for me, with my first child, I still don't understand the theory behind this bullshit, but I had the motherfucking morning sickness.
Oh, right? I heard about that. Yeah, so like when your wife's pregnant.
Yeah, I had the fucking morning sickness. And like my grandma, rest in peace, grandma, I love you up there where you are, you know. She made this big ass pot of meat, you know.
And
she used to like make her homemade guacamole. And I used to eat shit out that damn thing. And I had actually woke up that morning, early in the morning, I was fine. I was, you know, sleeping. I woke up. I'm like, what the fuck? Ran to the bathroom, threw up. like, oh shit, I go, I'm fine. I go, I don't know, it was just kind of weird. But then, like I said, you know, later on that, you know, day, grandma made that pot of meat and shit with the guacamole, and I piled the guacamole on, like, yeah, I love this. I started eating it, and I fucking threw up, bro.
It's a damn shame, dude. That shit's delicious.
Ever since then, I have not.
You gotta try Dan Medina's guacamole. That guy, he's got his shit down.
Man, dude, I don't even think even if fucking.
Shout out to the fat boy Dan Medina.
Shout out to the fat guy, Dan Medina. That's my boy right there, man. Much love to that fool. But I don't even think of, you know, let me see. What's the most Mexican motherfucker out there? Like, what, El Chapo or something? One of those guys.
Jesus.
You know? Jesus. Without the hat on. He's the guy that comes on the bottle of Tapatio. You know, you put a sombrero on that motherfucker, he looks just like him. And, yeah, that.
He does, dude.
He does look like that guy, the Tapatio guy. But like I said, you know, ever since then, dude, like I have not had the desire to eat guacamole. Even avocados, I look at them and I get grossed out. I just don't like them anymore. Ever since then, that's been almost 20 years now that I have not had guacamole in my body.
Good thing you never went in the backyard of my old house. We had an avocado tree back there.
Oh, shit. I probably would have ran. That motherfucker would have been fucking.
It's the cuckooey.
The cuckooey.
He starts throwing fucking avocados at you.
He's all peeling them and throwing them at me. Yeah. Ah, no. Leave me alone.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, man. Even in my sleep, too, bro. Fuck. Probably would have been getting me.
Damn.
Yeah, man. That's unfortunate, man. I mean, I know guacamole looks good on shit, but sometimes, too, it even looks like. I think what even got me even worse, bro, seeing baby shit sometimes being green. And it looks like fucking guacamole, bro. That's it. I'm done. It's out of my life forever.
It's all in your head, dude. It's all in your head.
Well, somewhere around that damn, I don't know how deep it got penetrated into my brain, but somehow it did. It's lodged in there, and it's not coming out, bro. It's done. That's it. It's just impossible.
Something skull fucked the hell out of you and made you fucking scared of guacamole.
That's what I'm tired of. That baby shit or whatever the fuck it was, man.
Baby shit.
But you know what? It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just ordered my shit. No guacamole, no avocados, nothing. None of that bullshit. Nah, I'm done. That's it. It's over. 1999 was a bad year for me on that part, at least, you know. But
you know what else was dope in 99? Let's switch gears up, though, because we don't want to talk about the bads in 99. Let's talk about the dopes.
Oh, of course.
And when it came to music, 99, Donnell Jones.
Yeah, Donnell Jones, man. That dude right there fucking released some dope cuts, man. But, of course, he was just mainly known for this one, and he had Lisa Left Eye Lopes on there. I said, oh, come on, man. We're trying not to make it dope, but I mean, it's kind of sad because she's no longer here anymore. But, I mean, at least we're spotlighting her when she was around at that time, making it happy. You know, she sounded really good in the song. You know, she's the one that's, you know, the female background vocals. She does a real rap on this song. And the song that I'm talking about is Donnell Jones' first song. Actually, I'm sorry, it's one of his second songs. This is You Know What's Up with Lisa Left Eye Lopes in the background. And you get it right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's do this.
Technical difficulties.
As always, you know, that's what sucks about YouTube sometimes. But here, we got it. Are we on? We got it. Yeah, yeah. Kicking the song off right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Let's do this.
Oh, booyah.
Me and
Boy, Donnell Jones, minus, we apologize, minus Lisa Left Thy Lips, because she is on the album too, that song is called You Know What's Up. That song reminds me when I worked at Pelco back in 99, I was in their warehouse, man, and I thought I was balling, bro. I was making like $400 a week.
Dang, balling, dude. 99 status.
1999, man, you're balling in fucking 1999, man, if you made that much money. You know, oh, wait, well, hold up. Oh, does that sound like another brew opening? Yeah. Oh, man, that sound right there, bro, is just like, you know.
It's just so good.
It sounds like the ocean. Good. Like the ocean waves, and it just sounds so relaxing.
Oh,
that's
my God.
That's what the sound of a can opening a beer sounds like to me. It is like, refreshment and relaxation in a can. All your troubles go away.
Troubles.
Yeah. Spanish Fly right here doing the Spanish Fly Experience. Season finale podcast for the decade of 1990. That's right, from 1990 all the way to 1999 that we spotlighted this season. And, you know, like I said in the beginning, how I usually do it is I voice the show in Sacramento. I send the files to my boy in Fresno. He takes care of the puzzle pieces, puts it together, and boom, puts the shows out every single Friday. But we said, you know what? We're just going to come together one, you know, this last show, and we're going to do it, babe. We're going to go right here in the house of my boy, Rudy Herrera, the producer. You know, of course, the man behind Villains of Saints Clothing. This guy right here is just, man, this motherfucker got his hands and fingers and everything, man. Because he's out there, he's just trying to make his money, man. You know what I mean? Out there trying to do his hustle, you know? And make the fucking planes run at the same fucking time, making them fly. You know?
You got to, man. You got to keep the hustle. You got to keep going.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're bored in life, then you're doing something wrong.
Exactly. You know, you're not sitting there using your brain other than, you know, sitting in front of the computer screen and making one arm bigger than the other, then you got problems.
You got to level up in life. And if you're doing it at an early age, fuck yeah, good on you. If you're doing it at a late age, who gives a shit? At least you're doing it. You got to level up.
Yeah, that's just how it is with me, you know what I'm saying? I got off to a little late start, you know, hey, I had my problems back in the early times, but you know what? I just get back up, dust myself off, and I just keep rolling with it, and then try even harder, and then fucking, if it doesn't work, just keep going and going. Don't give up. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Little information for your ass right now. And speaking of information, you know, or you don't even like meaning, you know, of course, right here with the Villains of Saints Clothing designer right here, you know, Rudy Herrera himself, like I said, he's doing everything. I mean, What is like the actual meaning behind Villains and Saints?
What we like to do with our brand is that we want to like spread positivity. We want to get people to, like I just said a minute ago, like everybody's got to level up. So we want to use the brand as a platform to introduce that to people. The name Villains and Saints kind of flow into it, where like everybody has that villain side of them, where they make the wrong choices from time to time, and then they kind of fuck themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you level up, you become that saint side, you know? Not necessarily saying that you have to be a fucking religious person or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't fall into that. No, it's just, you know, getting out of your funk, you know? Just, it doesn't matter. I mean, you don't have to be an entrepreneur or anything like that, but I'm just saying, you know, whatever funk you were in before, you could get out of it, and you could get out of it if you work on it. Yeah. It takes you to work on it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And with the brand, and we wanted to use it as a platform that, you know, that's what we're promoting, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of obstacles that people go through, and this is what that brand stands for. And the clothing that's in it is just merchandise for it, but it's the brand. The brand is for leveling up and getting to that next level and getting to that next stage in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then if you like it, you feel it, then that the merchandise is there for
it's
you to buy.
It's fitting for you to wear, man. And, you know, this, like, you know, like he's saying, you know, it's, you know, whether you're good in life or whether you're bad in life, you're going to get respected, because honestly, it's like, it's what you make of yourself, basically. So you want to make sure that you're doing it right, or, you know, how don't do it at all.
Yeah.
If you're going to do something bad, do it right. You know what I mean? In other words, what I'm trying to say, if you want to go out there and be a badass, make sure you're doing it the right way. But be a badass the right way, but, you know.
Also, like, what we promote is that even if you can't get it right the first time, don't stop.
Exactly.
Keep trying. Running. Keep doing it. Keep whatever. No matter what, you will eventually get it right.
Exactly. Of course, then you become a saint. You start from a villain to become a saint.
Boom, boom.
Just like that. Villains and Saints Clothing. Yes.
VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Shop with us. Rock with us. Believe in the brand. We believe in you. Do it. Share your story with us so we can post about it on our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook. We want to talk about our you know, followers, our supporters. So
that's tight.
Share your story. Share how, like, you're down for the brand, you know, and we want to put it out there. And then if you do that, shit, I'll send you some pretty cool gifts, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's cool. Like, we all support each other. So, like, I want to support you. You support us. It's all good.
Yeah.
But by listening to this podcast, you could save 10% by putting in caps Spanish Fly at the checkout box. And then, boom, you save some money.
And look fly while you're there.
Yeah, you look good at the same time. You're working on yourself, you're working on your dreams, and you look good at the same time. It's a win-win for you.
Yep, there you go. So no other better way to explain it, you know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, I mean, just you know, it wasn't just something that you put down on paper. Oh, this is really the same. Let's just sell the clothing. Nah, man. A lot of fucking meaning and a lot of thought, went through this to make sure that this became a reality. You know what I mean? Like, it was just born in his brain, just thought about it. Put it together, like, one day, just say, you know, let's do this and that. All right, here we go. Boom, it's ready to roll. And now it's out there for you to enjoy as well. All right. 1999, season finale right here with the Spanish Fly Experience. Also bringing you the best cuts from that year. And this next group that we're about to play, you know, and these motherfuckers were Villains and Saints right here, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They were fucking, you know, making them songs out there to get that booty. You know what I'm saying, man? And they was rocking it, man, doing the thing, man, fucking. Of course, you remember this group that we're about to play, their very first song, Freak Me. Came out with this song right here. I think I like this song way better than Freak Me, to be honest with you. But this song right here is called Meeting in My Bedroom. Haha, just love this beginning. Spanish Fly Experience right here.
Yeah.
so fly.
So fly, so fly. Well, well, well.
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
Oh yeah, wicked, wicked, wicked. Love that, man. Love that little background to that song right there. Reminds me of LSG, My Body. That little, I don't know what you call that. Spanish Fly right here doing the Spanish Fly experience. What's going on over here? Hey.
Oh shit.
We have a unexpected visitor right here. Yes, this is her house too. And, of course, if you don't know her, this is my cousin Christina right here, Herrera. And this girl right here is...
Now, all of a sudden, she doesn't want to be on here.
What? But, yeah, she wants to be. I was just about working my way into this right now. This girl right here literally, like, is, like, my number one fucking fan for my station, that in my show that I do on the station in Sacramento, 96.5, you know, the fucking Spanish Fly flashback show I do. And this girl does not miss a beat. Wherever she's at, she is right there listening all the time. Boom, 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 boom. you know, and now she don't want to be recognized. What's going on with that, huh? Oh, she's just shy. Yeah, but she loves that keyboard. Be fucking all day long, man. Fucking
she ain't trying to talk shit on the fucking Facebook.
Exactly. Yeah, Spanish Fly, doing the Spanish Fly experience right here in the house of my boy Rudy Herrera as well, the producer. Yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Fucking, you know, it's sad that, you know, we have to bring this, you know, venture to an end at this, you know, season, you know, because so many good songs, so many good jams that were out in the 1990s, you know, that, I mean, I wish we could just bring them all to you and show you guys which songs are the greatest. Of course, you know, we do 7 a show, so that way we're not hogging up everybody's time. You know, we just want to keep it, you know, simple, but at the same time, entertaining. But, you know, we're toying around with certain ideas, of course. And one of the, you know, to drop a little hint about next season, of course, there are other genres besides R&B, right? And, you know, music of our choice, music that we love to do, you know, to listen to, you know, and, it's gonna be great next fucking season. All I know is that, better get ready to start dancing, because there's gonna be a lot of fucking dancing, a lot of, booty shaking, a lot of all of everything for next season. Yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom. Just like fucking, Cisco said it, dun it, dun it, and boom, boom, booms, and everything. Boom, like 808s, and yeah, and of course.
I think, don't give them too much information. Listen to this next song we're going to do, and then after that song, we'll let you know what we got planned for next
year. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just dropping little hints here and there, you know.
Little tiny hints.
Of course, little tiny hints to pick your brain while you listen to the song, keep you on the edge of your seat.
Fucking 1999, guys. This is where we're at now.
It's amazing, right?
What were you guys doing out there? Like, all of you listeners right now, just think about it. Like, what were you guys doing in 99? Yeah, just think about that. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you remember that?
Some of you guys had good times. Some of you guys had bad times. You know, a lot of you guys were probably barely being born that are listening to this show. Or,
fuck.
You know, I don't know. Shit, whatever.
Why is that, like, a shock to me? Like, for some reason, I think all of our... I picture all of our listeners the same age as me.
Or me.
Yeah. And in 99, I was in school. Like, I was... I was in middle school.
Yeah, you fucking youngsters.
Oh, shit.
Of course, my old ass was roaming the streets at that time, fucking doing the things that I was doing, you know, and... Of course, like I said, when I became a father that year, and you know, to say the least, is when my whole life changed, man. I went from being a dog, being a player, to being a dad, man. It was crazy. Wasn't ready for it, but you know what? God hooked me up, man. Gave me a beautiful son. You know, 2005, my daughter was born, but that's a whole other story.
Shout out to Julio.
Julio.
Does he listen to this?
Yeah, he does. Listens to him every now and then, yeah.
He'll log on and listen to it?
Yeah, he will. I mean, of course, he will be listening to this one, of course, because it's his year that he was born, so he wants to know what was cracking when he was in the womb and spit out.
So we brought him up a couple times.
Yeah.
So, all right, since you're listening, Julio, you better log on to next season, because next season's going to be dope, dude.
You're going to like it, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Just... gonna keep you.
He probably shut this off after you made fun of him earlier.
Oh shit, he knows it's all love. He's probably trying to sit there thinking about shit to say to me when I get home. Like, oh yeah, Dad, we'll get this. You know, all right, well, you know, you mother. Oh shit.
Yeah.
And then after that's when I send his ass to his room.
You can't do that no more, man. He's actually over 18 now.
Yeah, he's over 18, but he's still on my roof. Shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You know how Mexicans are. You know what's up, man. You be seeing those memes and videos and shit like that, you know. 30 years old, but you still got to ask your parents' permission to go out somewhere?
Shit, not your boy Rudy, man. I was gone at 15.
Yeah, man, you know, but he's doing pretty good for being in that position that he did, you know what I mean? But some people are just fucking drifters and out there like tumbleweeds, man. They just go and don't even give a fuck where they go. You know, that's not a good life.
It's crazy, man. Like, all this music was like 20 years ago, dude. Like, 20 to now, 20 years ago. That is fucking insane.
That's like a mouthful, bro. Just to say it 20 years ago, it's just like to me, I remember 20 years was when I was in the 90s, it was 70s.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck? I mean, I lived 20 more fucking years past that. Oh, my God. It's just crazy.
See, the listeners that are listening to this right now, you gotta, man, just wrap that shit around your brain. 20 years ago that we're highlighting this type of music.
Yeah.
That was 20 years ago, but I remember that shit like it was just yesterday. Like, I was on the bus throwing shit out the window.
Throwing his homework out the window.
Yeah, no, fuck that. I was throwing, like, rocks and shit. Fucking,
oh, shit.
A little bad motherfucker, man. I was throwing rocks and fucking hitting other people's cars.
Damn.
Yeah, man. They didn't know it came from fucking seat 24.
Well, how the fuck does seat 24 have all those rocks, man? You know what I'm saying? Where were you, like, just on your way to the bus stop picking up shit?
Yeah.
I got this rock right here.
Yeah, I got this rock right here. I'm throwing this motherfucker out there. Ooh, this one's going to do damage.
Motherfucker.
No fucks given.
No fucks given, man. No filters. No, none of that shit.
Nah,
I'm just like, fuck you. I'm gonna do damage to you, and you're going to take it. Yeah, speaking of damage, I know this next song right here, or the next artist.
What are we doing next?
J-Lo, remember?
Oh, if you have my love.
Yeah. See, we just gave it away, the song we're going to play. But you know what? I was working my way into the song, man. But
there's plenty to say about this girl.
You know, she did a lot of damage to that booty of hers back in the day, man. This girl, she's still doing it now. You know, and I know that booty got damaged, too, by, you know, a couple guys up there. I know she was with P. Diddy for a little while. Of course, she was Mark Anthony for a little while. Oh, I think she's still married to him. I'm not sure.
She had, like, a couple kids by him.
Yeah. This chick, you know, with the big dudes, man, rolling with the big dudes. You know, she got taken care of. I think it was that booty more than anything. Of course, you know, we weren't even sure if she was wearing padding or no, that was her actual ass.
That was her ass.
And Selena. No. When she was cutting the lawn, man, that shit looked to me like it was like,
yeah, well,
some fucking Nicki Minaj shit right
no,
there.
No, she was
implants, you know?
She was in some fucking yoga pants, like those stretchy pants.
Yeah, I remember that.
So when you get a big booty chick like J-Lo into some stretchy pants, it's going to look even bigger.
Yeah, of course. And then, you know, she was making some things bigger, you know. Think about that.
So the video to this song was fucking dope. Like, I remember seeing it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, that was so hot. I thought she was hot.
She still is, man. Still out there performing. I think she's like 50 years old now. She still look good. But you know what? That's the beauty of makeup and money. All right. Next song. Like I said, we were talking about this J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, her first song. And she got popular after the Selena movies. This is If You Had My Love right here on the Spanish Fly Experience. Turn your radios up or whatever you guys got listening to this.
Baby, now if I give you me, this is how it's got to be.
J-Lo. Booty be shaking like Jello. Jennifer Lopez, if you had my love right here with the Spanish Fly Experience, showcasing the year 1999, having a great fucking time and doing it. And I'm having a better time doing it right now, because a lot of times when I do my shows, I'm like in my bedroom with my phone in my hand, you know, trying to do the show that way.
Where's your other hand?
My other hand? Scratching my ass.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just, to me, you know, I have a great time doing it, don't get me wrong. I have fun voicing it, but I'm having a better time, a greater time doing it right here in the house of my producer, Mr. Rudy Herrera. Yeah, yeah. This motherfucker. Right here, man.
Yeah.
You know, fucking entrepreneur, t-shirt, fucking designer, fucking.
I do it all, dude.
Yeah, he does it all. Loves to eat tacos and french fries and hamburgers and everything else. He does
it
all.
That would be the goal right there, to own my own restaurant and do burgers and tacos and all sorts of shit, you know?
That'd be great.
And then just have other people fucking work it, so whenever I feel like I'm hungry and I want to eat, I'm just going to go to my fucking restaurant and just eat.
Just walk in and be like, hey, my boss here, give him what he wants.
Yeah.
Kick
the door up and boom! There's your boy Rudy. He's like, yeah, fucking the kitchen light starts going red, battleships, you know? Get to your battle stations. Yeah. Fucking badass is here.
The cat's on deck. Hurry up. We need all hands right now.
Yeah.
Shit. Hell yeah, dude.
Motherfuckers don't finish that shit in time, you're fired.
Exactly. You know, and then it's be funny because they're going to look at you and they're going to like, oh, shit, we're going to work a hard day.
So what, I have like Jame and his people working for me or what?
People working for you, man. You know? Hey, well, I don't know, man, because I have ate at a place one time before where they were making tacos, but they were Asian, you know, people making tacos and, you know.
Was it good?
They were good, but I'm wondering where the meat came from. But
man, don't you worry about that, player. What you need to do is get yourself those tacos, slice them up a little bit, man, with the goods, like the cilantro and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And don't give a fuck about that meat, because it's still barking at you, but just hurry up and take it down. Take it down before he starts crying.
All right, no, right? Come here, boy. All right, you're done. That's it.
It's all right, man. It's just bum dogs that get the fucking...
Yeah, man. Those little strays up there, man. At least it wasn't, you know, the dog that was in your backyard, you know. It was just some stray running down the street. I mean, he went to a better place, man. He ain't out there suffering no more.
Yeah, he went to a better place, like my toilet.
Yeah. Not bullshit. It's dog shit. You know. Dog tacos, man. You know. Cat tacos. And, I know. But anyway, I think that's more like Filipino shit right there. You know? You know. But, of course, we love our tacos, we love our beer, and we love great R&B fucking music, so, 1999 style.
I was going to let you guys on the inside, like, know about next season, but I think I'm going to drag it out just a little bit more, and we're going to play one more song, and then I'm going to throw another song after that to introduce what we're doing next season.
Oh, see, that's what I'm talking about, see? Yeah. Of course, the song that we are going to play at the very end is going to be the type of genre that we are going to bring to you next season for season 3 of the Spanish Fly.
Yeah, and each season is like 10 episodes, so yeah. This is like the 20th one we've done already.
And you know what? It don't even feel like it's been 20. It feels like it's only been 5.
Yeah.
You know, it's just because it's just so much fun doing it. And, you know,
I thought this was going to finish after the first episode.
I thought we were going to give up. We're like, you know, fuck, we fold, we're done, that's it.
Yeah. Now we got a following, and and we get feedback from you guys. I've heard a couple feedbacks already, and they're pretty cool. And definitely things to work on. But for all in all, it's just fucking great. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you guys for fucking tuning in every single week, man. Thank you guys for letting everybody know what's cracking with the Spanish Fly Experience. I thank you guys, like I said, for, you know, listening to the show, man. I just can't say it enough. But, you know, of course, we're going to keep it fresh for you every single week. And
we're going to try to do it every single week. I mean, well, that's the goal, but sometimes life gets in the way.
Life gets in the way, but of course, you know, we're going to try our hardest, man.
But goddamn it, we'll get it to you.
We're going to get you your shows, man, all right? And I know we got some fans out there that go fucking insane when they don't get their fucking fresh shows every week.
It's like fucking crack to them.
Yeah, exactly, man. They love this shit, man, you know, and they're addicted to it. But you know what? That's what we're here for. You know, we're like the dope dealers. We're going to get you addicted to this shit. You know, but we're dealing out the best jams. And, oh, man, I can't believe this ride is almost coming to an end for my style of music, R&B, man. Of course, I like the next kind of stuff we're going to play.
The next shit is hot. It's
next
pretty
dope.
Dope,
you know. But, yeah.
You want to play this last one? Let me get it all set up and ready here. Yeah. We're doing all this shit live today.
Of course, yes. Of course, so we're, you know, actually doing the, you know, it's not like, okay, take one, take two. Nah, this is straight live, bro. We're rolling with it, fucking. We're winging this shit right now. So that's why it sounds a little bit more realistic this time around.
Anything goes, for sure, on this show.
Of course, yeah, man. I mean, fucking a dog can come in here and start barking. I'll put his ass on, put the microphone up to him. There he goes. Bark, motherfucker.
Yeah, tell me how you feel. Bark, 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 bark. Oh, fuck, I feel you, bro. I feel you.
Man, I feel your pain, man. See, I know they keep you outside when it's cold, man. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you got fur to keep your ass warm? Bark, 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 bark. Oh, yeah, I feel bad about you losing your balls, too. All right,
I'm all ready.
This next song right here, of course, this trio always kicked ass no matter what song they fucking played, no matter what style of song, how they came at you with it. And minus one girl, you know, Miss Lisa Left Eye Lopes, rest in peace, passed away in that car accident in Honduras. Only one to die. Sucks. But you know, when she was around, she was rolling with TLC. She was, of course, the L. And TLC, no scrubs. You're not needed. Fuck on. Right here, the Spanish Fly Experience.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster. Always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass soul. No, I don't want your number. No, I don't want to give you mine. And no, I don't want to meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. He's checking me, but his game is kind of weak, and I know that he cannot approach me. Cause I'm looking like class and he's looking like trash. Can't get with a deadbeat ass.
Really wanna know, ex-chillin'. Could I be a silly hoe? Not really, T-Boz and all my
TLC, No Scrubs. That's sort of like the rap version of that song right there. Spanish Fly Experience right here in the city of Fresno, playing music and having a great time. About ready to shut it down and about ready to bring you a surprise.
So what we're going to play next is definitely what's going down for next season.
Of course. We're figuring we're going to go ahead and lift the veil now and show you what we're going to be playing next season. As we type it up here, take a little drink of a brew. Ah, yeah. Beer tastes warm, but it's all good. We almost got that queued up there. Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is what we got coming for next season's season 3 of the Spanish Fly Experience.
It's all good, from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain.
Yes, that is what we are bringing you guys next season. Yes, we're going to be doing all hip-hop, all 90s hip-hop. Of course, artists like Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Notorious B.I.G., 2 Live Crew,
Warren G.
Warren G., fucking Nate Dogg, fucking Matt Dre, all artists like that.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang Clan, fucking all those guys. We're going to bring them to you next season.
Next season is going to be fire as fuck.
Hell yeah. So I hope you guys got your 808 speakers ready because it's going to be bumping. Booming.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, bro. I can't wait to do this, man. I'm fucking excited for next season.
Yeah. You know, fuck yeah. It's going to be dope.
You know, a lot of R&B cuts that we fucking did for you this season, man. We had a great fucking time, no doubt, doing it. But, of course, we had to just fucking step it up to the next, take it to the next level. That's where, like I said, hip-hop joints from 1990 all the way to 1990. Going to be the same way. Of course, going to do 1990 one week, 1991 the second week, and blah, blah, blah. You know, you get the idea, right? But the best of hip-hop, Rudy. But you can't wait to do this, man.
It's going
to
be dope, man. It's going to be bumping. And then not only that, we're going to have so much other shit going on. You just have to fucking tune in. You're going to have to see what's up. Plus all the new stuff that's going to come from Villains and Saints Clothing.
Yeah.
Every show there's going to be a new offer that you guys could do. And get onto the site and it's going to offer you something else. This season and from last season we were giving you 10%. I don't know, maybe one episode of next season, maybe give you 30% off.
Damn, see, oh, look at that. The benefits of being a fucking loyal Spanish Fly experienced listener, you're going to get yourself a fucking fatter discount than we were hooking you up with all season long.
Hell yeah.
Of course, yes, be sure that you are ready for the next season of the Spanish Fly Experience.
Season 3.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's already going to be 3 seasons like I was saying beforehand. God damn. But you know what? Gonna have info dropping on my shows that I do on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. on KB 96.5 FM, doing the Spanish Fly flashback show. That's like a tongue twister sometimes.
Blah, 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 blah.
But you know what? Yes, like I said, we'll be dropping info for you throughout those shows and Facebook, all anywhere that we got the hookup for social media. We're gonna be letting you guys know when the show will be dropping. But in the meantime, trying to make this bitch like a president. Wrap it up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for this season of the Spanish Fly Experience.
Thank you to every single one of you listening to this. Thank you for listening.
And thank you, Rudy, for fucking hooking it up, brother.
Yeah, man.
Fucking appreciate the shit,
you.
Man.
Yeah, thank you,
dude. Motherfucker right here. Like I said, no words to describe what this dude does, man.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
The best, man. I'm telling you.
All right, y'all.
All right. Time to get the fuck on out of here. I got to drive on back to Sacramento and get my fucking week started. Get my show on Mondays from 4 to 6 p.m. Like I said, we got info dropping on all the shows coming up for future shows. Meantime, for my boy Rudy Herrera, I am Spanish Fly. We are out the door, and we hope you guys enjoy this. Share the shit out of this show.
Yep.
And then everybody knows cracking with the Spanish Fly Experience. I'm out. Peace.
Later, y'all.